Telstra has been awarded a lucrative federal government contract to build and operate a national cancer screening register. Under the $220 million five-year contract, the telco's health arm will modernise and nationalise screening for cervical and bowel cancer. Health, privacy and technology experts have concerns about the security of the health data, though, and also whether such a register is really needed. Lucy Carter reports.
For years, cervical cancer screening has been run by 8 separate state and territory-based cancer registries. Screening for bowel cancer has been run by 1 central body, but it mostly relied on postal reminders with few follow-ups. The creation of a digital and national cancer register has been welcomed by the Australian Medical Association's Vice President, Dr. Stephen Parnas.
We know that cancer registries are essential for the early treatment, detection and treatment of cancers, and we need to have that available in a form that is usable, that is secure and that promotes patient privacy.
The Department of Health put the contract for the register out to public tender last year. Today, Telstra was announced as the winner. The Managing Director of Telstra Health is Shane Solomon.
The advantage of bringing it under one roof is, first of all, having the data we can follow up people. Secondly, it makes the whole system more efficient for GPs, for pathologists, for colonoscopists. Thirdly, it has a different way of connecting with consumers. And so, for example, if a person moves from one state to another, they can be lost to the system. So, you know, our aim is to use really the modern digital technologies of, you know, SMS, email, internet portals to make sure that we don't lose track of people at a time when they need to be screened.
Telstra Health will be using 4 recently acquired health businesses to build and administer the register.
Telstra's been investing in a number of the most commonly used specialised health technologies in Australia. So what we bring is technology with tremendous health background and health experience.
This is very sensitive data. How will Telstra be guaranteeing that it stays safe?
The technology that we're using already and has for 20 years been storing patient records securely, making sure that there's no privacy breaches of that information. As part of the tender, of course, we were required to meet the Commonwealth privacy legislation, which is very strict in health, and also the Commonwealth's security requirements, and we certainly willingly meet all of those standards.
David Vale, the Executive Director of the University of New South Wales Cyberspace Law and Policy Centre, has concerns about Telstra being put in charge of this data.
Those existing registries are pretty trustworthy. You know, they may not get it right all the time, but it's relatively straightforward. They don't have a built-in conflict of interest. Telstra, on the other hand, is a strong proponent of big data and of open data. They're obviously a commercial operation. They're often seeking to use personal information for uses beyond that it was originally sort of collected for, and to push the limits of privacy and data protection law.
He says it's unclear how this database and other digital health information like Medicare and the My Health record will mesh.
There doesn't seem to be any coherent national framework into which you can put a particular system and say, how does this work? You know, what are the rules for transferring information from one system to another? At what point does the patient know about it? Can they audit it? Can they have consent for some parts but not for others?
Dr. Juanita Fernando from the Alfred Hospital's Department of Epidemiology and Preventative Healthcare is worried the tender process has been rushed.
Telstra and the government have not talked to doctors. They have not talked to patients. They haven't done any consultation with the people who are going to be most directly affected by the system.
She also believes the system may not be needed at all.
I can't see how it is necessary, given that we are actually piloting a national e-health system, which is bringing together a whole range of registries. So, in fact, the other issue that we're going to have is that Australian health records are going to become a kind of a honeypot. One can obtain... information, if one is malicious, one can obtain information on patients from a range of government sources now. And this is just adding to that honeypot.
The chair of the Australian Privacy Foundation's Health Committee, Dr. Bernard Robertson-Dunn, shares her concerns.
We don't understand how all these systems are supposed to fit together. The federal government has announced a digital health authority, which is due to start on the 1st of July. We've seen nothing that the digital health agency is supposed to do that bears any relationship with this Telstra screening system. It's not just a lack of transparency, it's a lack of clarity of what the government intends doing.
The AMA's Dr. Stephen Parnas agrees that more detail is needed.
We'll reserve judgment until we see the details. Clearly there are incredibly important considerations with regard to privacy of information and the security under which it is held. But we have no in principle objection to whether the data is administered in public or private circumstances.
The AMA's Dr. Stephen Parnas sending that report from Lucy Carter.